It is widely recognized that family pets greatly add to the joys of life and provide even more health benefits. Frequently, they are regarded as part of the family, whether they be attached to a single person or a family unit, including offspring. Almost everyone can remember their first pet and their adoption, regardless of the origin, be it a mixed breed or one of a variety of pedigreed animals. Some of these animals hold purebred status and their numbers are somewhat limited. The owners of these rarer breeds believe they might bestow some social status on their owners. Elaborate dog shows are held to display their well-regarded status in the animal kingdom. There are a very large number of mixed-breed dogs. They are more commonly referred to as mutts, or less admirably, as curs. These are the rag-a muffins in the universe of canines. Because of their uncontrolled breeding, their mixture are innumerable and they come in all sorts of shapes, dispositions and sizes. These are widely adopted by people and regardless of breeding become the adopter's best friends and often protectors. Generally, these dogs adapt to living almost entirely indoors, but most can be seen to loving the outdoors. If they get to socialize at the local dog park, they think this to be a dog heavenly place and gleefully jump and romp with their peers. Although there is likely not a local dog demographic available, the ratio of dogs to people in Pelham would be well above the average for many communities. You can hardly drive a block without dog owners or professional dog walkers strutting their stuff. Yes, there is an occupation referred to as dog walker. Those pet owners who prefer more docile animals adopt from the feline species we commonly refer to as cats. And like their canine counterparts, there is a wide variety in the hierarchy of species. Many people prefer a specific breed high in the order of the species. Unlike their counterparts in the canine world, these pets rarely see the outside. However, stray cats are rampant and responsible for the deaths of many thousands of songbirds on this continent. However, what we call house cats are primarily housebound. Their owners provide them with toys and accessories to keep them occupied. For instance, a lifelike rubber mouse seems to quell their hunting instincts as they playfully pounce on this enemy prey from the animal world. I suspect cat shows are less common than dog shows because cats are not as docile and are more independent thinkers than dogs. While most dogs respond to some discipline, cats feel above such subservience and prefer to be left to live their own lives. It appears that cats see their owners more as servants, whereas dogs accept their roles more in the service of man. It is well documented that having a pet can be a healthy activity. Keeping a pet provides companionship for many and can create wonderful memories to cherish.